You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Well, good morning. It's Ken Sternfeld for the Concierge Hub Sunday Conversation. It's a special Sunday for me for a lot of reasons. First of all, every Sunday, I always have the great opportunity to reach out and speak to my sister. My sister Judy, who lives in Israel, is someone who is very obviously near and dear to my heart. So we talk on Sundays. But I also talk to our family of the Concierge Hub, the Pharmacy Podcast Network. So it's kind of a combination today. I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to me, and that is the bagel. When I thought about my favorite food, it was a choice between pizza. I love Chinese food, but there was just something about the bagel. When I thought back on 65 years, and I thought back on how many times I had had a bagel, and it's like millions. So I thought about who is the person who I have had more bagels with in my entire life. And I said, it's my sister, Judy. And I talk to her on Sundays. So today on the Concierge Hub, I want to welcome my sister, Judy. Judy lives in Israel. Judy, can you hear me? Hi there, Judy.
Hi there, Kenny. I can hear you perfectly. Thanks to high tech. I'm sitting in my living room with my mobile phone, and it's just like I'm sitting next to you across the table from a bagel place.
So let me ask you a question. So you are in Israel now, is that correct?
That is correct.
So
we've been here, my husband and I have been here for 10 years. We made Aliyah. He's Israeli. And we live in a place called Kfar Saba, which translates to Grandfather's Village. And it's about 100 years old, older than the state of Israel. And it's a kind of nice, a bedroom community from Tel Aviv. Good place to raise a family, green, not too far from the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, about 45 minutes from Tel Aviv, and about an hour or so from Jerusalem.
Wow.
And very centrally located.
So what's interesting, as our listeners listen to me, you can clearly see that I have lost total control of this podcast, because once my sister starts talking, there is no stopping
her. She never stops.
Never, ever stops. But you said something interesting. You always do. Something about a grandfather town. So Kfar Saba, it translates to grandfather?
Saba is the Hebrew word for grandfather. Safta is the Hebrew word for grandmother. Now, Kenny, you are a Saba.
Wow.
You're a grandfather.
And you know what's interesting? Saba makes hummus that I like, and I like to eat that on a bagel sometimes. So I'm a grandfather, bagel, Saba. I'm really it's kind of an interesting combination. But let's talk about grandfathering just for a second. And I need to talk because I am the grandfather. You are not. So we are going to be very excited this week as I become a grandfather for the fourth time with my beautiful daughter, Emily, giving birth on Thursday. So we look forward to that. And you, of course, know that my daughter, Emily, who you saw in the summer, and you know the family. So it's an exciting time for the Sternfelds to bring new life into our world. So we just want to do a call out for Emily and Aaron and wish them all the best as they bring another beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life into our world. So
that's always a big blessing. So I wish them health and joy, and simcha.
Absolutely.
From the day she arrives until, as Israel we say, Ad Mea Veresri, which translates to until 120.
120. That's God bless.
Yeah, that's like, because Moses, that was, you know, when he left the planet. So that's what they say, you know, until 120, you should enjoy good health and all the good things. And this is the Jewish New Year, these 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You know, we kind of look inward and you are praying for all good things for the year to come, health, happiness, success, satisfaction, serenity, and for our world, a little calm and peace.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Wouldn't that be lovely? But let's get back to the conversation at hand, which is the bagel. You and I, when we were together this summer, you come to visit me, and I love it. You know, you try one or two times a year, because I don't travel, and it's going to be very difficult for me to ever get back to Israel, even though I was there almost 50 years ago, and what, 40 years ago, and it was beautiful, but it's changed. It's a beautiful country, and but I don't think I'm going to be able to because of my disabilities get there, but you come here. So over the summer, we had lunch, as we always do, or dinner, and we were at a bagel place right in Belmore. It was the day, actually, we were going to go see Emily, who lives in Belmore.
That's right.
So we were sitting there having our bagel, and we talked about how the things that I'm doing with the podcast and talking, and I said, why don't we do kind of like bagels with my brother? Why don't we have this conversation?
I love it, and I loved it.
It was great, and we're sitting there talking, and we just kind of fell into place that because we speak, you know, as often as we can, but we always try and connect on a Sunday. And I said, why don't we do kind of like a podcast show where it's bagels with my brother? And, you know, of course you said, well, you have to speak to my, you know, my attorney, you have to speak to my promoter, you have to sign a contract. You're very difficult to deal with. But once we got through all that legal mumbo jumbo, we said, why don't we do this on Sunday, which is what we're doing right now. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect. Because when we were growing up, a Sunday was sort of family get together for brunch, Sunday brunch. First at our grandparents' house, who lived one block away in Key Garden Hills, and then in our own house, also in Key Garden Hills. And across the street, there was the Lox Box, an appetizing store where they sold, you know, lox and whitefish, and they also sold bagels. There was the Jewel Delicatessen, which was a classic New York City delicatessen, pastrami, corned beef, Frank's, Knishes, the works. There was the Cake Box, and then down Main Street, a little further, there was a giant store for bagels and bialys only. That's all they sold. I think they also had orange juice or a mill, but that was it. And I, as the eldest of our family, you and, of course, our brother Stephen, who was kind of in the middle, and it was my job to go across the street on Sunday when I was old enough to cross Main Street and bring appetizers home. And we would have a bagel breakfast, brunch, we called it. And that has remained a wonderful place in my heart, my head, and my stomach for the rest of my life.
Wow. Well, speaking of my stomach or your stomach, so I'm about over 300 pounds soaking wet, so clearly I have a weight problem. But thinking back, and now that it's been actually spoken about how you cross the street every Sunday, you just made you. I think I gained 3 pounds just listening to what you could walk down Main Street in Flushing, Kew Garden Hills, where we grew up, and bring back for us to eat. So clearly I need to take ownership of my own physical challenges, and I am not blaming anybody, but what you just told me made me hungry again. I got to tell you, I'm thinking about all those wonderful, wonderful times when family gets together and they break bread.
Right.
And I think that's really the important part of what we hope this Bagels with the My Brother conversation that you and I will have is, because when you talk to people and when you listen to people, you get to know them. And it's really important that that family, and it kind of extends to what we're doing now as concierge pharmacists and people who are care providers, you need to listen. You need to get together. You need to be together to do good things. So family first has always been my motto, and it's really carried on to the things that I've tried to do in the memory of our father, of course, who was a pharmacist. And, you know, bringing you into my world of now, RxVIP, is something that makes me very, very, very pleased, and it gives me a tremendous amount of joy. So it's more than the bagels. It's kind of our mission, you and I, as Sternfelds, as the two Sternfelds left on this planet, to kind of keep the love, keep the dream, keep the bagel alive. Tell us about the bagel. Does it have a history? What's the history of the bagel?
Well, actually, I did Google this after we spoke about it, and the bagel originated in Poland about almost 200 years ago. Now, it was spelled also in Yiddish, and then it was brought to the States. There are different kinds of bagels. The classic, and I believe the best, is the New York bagel, because it's boiled before it's baked, and they use a certain kind of dough. Then there's the Montreal bagel. Then there's the East Coast bagel. Then there's the West Coast bagel. Then there's the flagel. Then there's the Bialy. And each of these types of bagels use slightly different doughs, slightly different ways of being prepared. And now there are specialty bagels, chocolate chip bagels, and pistachio bagels. There are all kinds of bagels, but the original bagel, after coming from Poland, was in New York City, which still has the best.
It does.
Bagels. And bagels and lox, which still remains my classic soul food. Also, I love whitefish, smoked whitefish, and whitefish salad, which it's hard to find in Israel. And actually, in Israel, they have a chain. It's called Holy Bagels. H-O-L-Y. Bagel. And whenever I feel lonesome for New York or for my brother's family, I go there and order myself a bagel with Philadelphia cream cheese and lox. Here they also will put salads on the bagels if you want, which we didn't do in New York. But the way to your soul and your family memories sitting around the kitchen or the dining room table is also through your stomach and those smells and tastes that bring you back to your family and your childhood.
Wow.
I was thinking about it, and I was thinking that my brothers and I, my parents, we were kind of the bagel bunch. Like there was a TV program called The Brady Bunch. Well, we were really the bagel bunch.
Yeah, I like that.
And that's it. And I love bagels just about above every other food I can think of as like Jewish ethnic comfort food.
Well, that's why this bagel conversation is so meaningful, because it is about memories. It is about the history. It is about the family. And we care about our family so deeply, and our family can be extended. I mean, I spent my whole life with you, and I've seen you extend your love and your affection for friends who become family, who family become friends. You've become kind of the matriarch of our family, as our parents have passed away, you know, too early in our lives. And
it
made me really follow a pathway of how you connect with so many people in your life and become their friends, and you treat friends like family and family like friends. And I think that is an extraordinary quality in life. And I aspire to continue to follow you in that area, because I think it's been something that has made me a better man by taking that same philosophy. Because as you grow up, sometimes you don't listen to your parents, or you don't realize that the qualities that they instill on you are really, you know, they're part of your being. But really, the time that I spend with you, when we talk together, you know, we come to the same place from different perspectives, but it's more aligned now than it's ever been. And I think it's because of family and because of caring. So, you know, I miss you. You're far away, but I never feel that you're far away, which is a beautiful way to feel.
That's great. That really is great. Well, you know, as I was thinking of the bagel, we lost our brother Steven, so I kind of began to think of him as the hole in the bagel. Like, he's part of the whole bagel process, but he's just not right now part of the dough that you can eat in the bagel. He's sort of in a different place. But it's like, but he's still part of the bagel, just like our parents are still part of the bagel. And I have to thank our mom, who is also a very social kind of person. And she always drills into my head that family is the most important thing. And so I've taken that with me all my life. And, you know, I see friends also as extended family, and you can have family, surrogate families of people at work or in your profession, or I do a lot of folk dancing, so, you know, that's like a folk dance family, and that's how I view it, and it's been great with you, Kenny, because we've really, as we've both grown older, and, you know, weathered life's ups and downs and journeys and flows, we've really come to be so close. And it just brings me such joy.
It is, for me too. And one of the things we're going to do on this Bagels with My Brother is we're going to try and help more people. We're going to come to the end of this segment. I'd like to keep them on or around 18 minutes. That's high. That's life. In the Jewish religion. And I just want to mention to our listeners that Judy and I are really committed to help more people through raising awareness relative to some of the things that RXVIP is doing, pharmacogenetic testing and things. Judy was the first person who we tested here in the office of Michael Goodman in the United States on a visit. And Judy is an advocate.
It's very helpful information that, you know, the genetic testing was able to provide, drug interactions and what your genetic predisposition and reactions are to certain drugs that you wouldn't ordinarily know from just the regular blood work they do.
Right. So Judy is going to work, not work. Judy has a passion for people. So that's what RXVIP does as well. So from across the pond, as it were, a lot of ponds in Israel.
A lot of ponds.
Judy and I are going to be looking to help people to get tested, to take this information to their doctors. And Judy has an incredible reach within so many communities. And really, that's what RXVIP is doing, to go into your own community, into your own network, to look around your own family table of the people in your family who you know could be helped by having a pharmacogenetic test and taking that information to the doctor, getting that doctor to prescribe the right medication. So we're not going to take time away from the bagel, because the bagel is truly the best medicine in the world. So when you're not feeling well, and when you're struggling or you're depressed or you have challenges in your life, you think that when you have that bagel, you're going to feel better. That's Ken Sternfeld, the concierge pharmacist, telling you that bagels are the best thing in life. So, Judy, what we're going to do is we're going to do this on Sundays, and we're going to have these conversations, and we're going to share them. And we're going to talk about our lives, of how we've hopefully impacted some lives, and hopefully how we can impact other lives, because you are a wonderful individual who has so many points of light in you. You do dance therapy, you do music, you do the arts, you know, you bring a tremendous amount of joy to a lot of people. And I want that to be spread with this Bagels with My Brother conversations on Sunday. So are you up for that?
I'm up to that. And just one more thing I want to add. Since I live in Israel and I was in Jerusalem for the Jewish New Year, and it's really a kind of spiritual hub in Israel for actually four major religions, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and Baha'i, which is in Haifa. So it's a very a high-level kind of place in certain ways. And this is the new year. And as we look into ourselves and ask for blessings of health and happiness and friendship and acceptance, it's a good time to start afresh, one step after the other, into the coming new year. So I wish everyone from Israel a happy new year, a healthy new year, a sweet new year, dipping your apple in lots and lots of honey. And we should all continue to live in the now and do things that make us happy.
Wow.
Because being happy helps us also to be healthy.
Happy people don't get sick. My father-in-law, Bernie, who you know, was a very, very important part of my life, used to say, happy people don't get sick. And if you have a positive attitude to everything that you do, you get through the day, and the challenges in life don't seem to be challenges as much. They seem to be opportunities to really make a change. So, Judy, I want to thank you. You mentioned the hub when you were in Jerusalem, because we believe that pharmacists and caring pharmacists are the hub of healthcare, and we're going to bring you, even though you never went to pharmacy school, you knew a lot of pharmacists, our cousin Bert, our dad. So you're an extension of RXVIP out in Israel, over there, making good things happen. So I want to thank you for your time, as always, and let you know that I'll be in touch with you this week, telling you some exciting news that we have here with our family. Okay?
Well, one thing, I didn't go to pharmacy school, but I do have a bachelor's of science in biology.
I'm not giving you a job, Judy. This is, forget it. I don't need a resume. I know your resume.
No.
I know your resume.
Yes, okay.
I'm joking.
I do have a little bit. Mm-hmm.
You do
have. So you can smell the flowers, the scents of some of the flowers and the colors. They help with healing, too.
Yes. Judy, love you. Our pharmacy podcast listeners, I want to thank you for listening to the Concierge Hub Sunday Conversation, a very special, very special edition, Bagels with My Brother. This is Ken Sternfeld, and we will talk to you again very soon. Have a great day. Na 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 ve nisme